We are doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah. We will dedicate our learning to Chaya Sarah Bat Yosef. We are up to page Kuf in the Rambam Na'am edition. The Rambam is going to describe to us today how we understand the different levels of the different rabbis in the Mishnah. So let's see. HaPerek HaShvi, the seventh chapter, the seventh break that the Rambam is going to give us now is the following. Beseder Ma'alotam. When we discuss about the order, there are different levels. There are levels of importance. Kmo she'asam chaver, like the author did, chilek ma'alot ha'anashim ha'nizkarim b'mishnah. He divided the levels of the people mentioned in the Mishnah. She'emeh ushmonim ushmona ve'esrim. The 128 rabbis mentioned in the Mishnah, he divided them to shalosh ma'alot, to three levels. She'kol mi she'ya b'enam nechamad be'od b'ma'alato al kol ha'ma'alot. Whoever he saw was on the highest level, he had all the different great attributes. Al kol ha'ma'alot, he was like on the top level. Krov ishmo, so he called him by name. Kigon, for example, Shamar Hillel v'Shamay. He says Hillel and Shamay. Doesn't say Rabbi Hillel. Doesn't say Rabban Hillel. He just calls him by name. Ushmaya ve'Avtalion. We find Shmaya, Avtalion. They're called by name. Ve'zeli gdulatam. This is because they're so great. Uchvod ma'alatam. The honor. They're so elevated. V'shushiv shalim tzok kinui ra'ui lahim. Because he can't find a title that's fitting them. Lechabed bo shemam. To honor their names. Just like when it comes to the prophets, we don't have a title. We don't say Rabbi Yeshaya, Rabbi Isaiah. We just say Isaiah. We don't say Rabbi Jeremiah. We just say Jeremiah, Yirmiyo. That's what our sages taught us. The rule is, Gadol Miraban Shemo. Even greater than the title, Rabban is his name. If he's known by his name, if he's known as Hillel, everyone knows who Hillel is. That's the greatest title, Hillel. So if someone's called by their name, that's the greatest title. But the sages who Rebbe viewed as on a lower level, they weren't on such a high level to be called by their own names. So then he gives them the title Rabban. He gives them the title of Rabbon. Kigon, for example, Rabbon Gamliel, Rabbon Yochanan ben Zakkai. So that's the second level. The highest level is if they have their own name. The second level is if they have the name Rabbon. And the third level, and those that were on a lower level, Yechaneh, then he gives them the title, he gives them the nickname of Rebbe. Kmo shamar Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda. Here the Ashkenazim say Rebbe or Rabbi, and the Sephardim say Ribi. It's unclear how you pronounce that word. But the word Rebbe is the lowest level. You have Rebbe, Rabban, and then his name. Yeah?
So strong hierarchy.
Yeah,
so
that's
so
a...
unlimited, so uncreated.
Vayam chane anshei ha'ma'ala hazot kmo chen abba. And whoever's on the level to be called Rebbe would also sometimes get the title of Abba. Abba was a title of honor. Kmo shumer Abba Shaul. Like we find one of the Tanoim was named Abba Shaul. And sometimes he takes off the title and it doesn't bother him. Kigon shumer Shimon achi Azariah. Like we have Mishnayot that discuss the rabbi who is known as Shimon, the brother of Azariah. His brother Azariah used to fund his learning. So he was always known as the brother of Azariah. So he doesn't call him Rabbi Shimon, the brother of Azariah. You have Elazar ish Bartota. Elazar, the important person of the city Bartosa. Doesn't tell us Rabbi Elazar. Sometimes he removed the title Rabbi, and it's not because the person was on that level like Hillel and Shammai, but just sometimes Rabbi didn't bother giving him the title. And this needs work, this Rambam, because the Gemara discusses why we have in the Mishnah Ben Zakkai. Doesn't say Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So the Gemara says when he was a youngster, he didn't get smicha yet. He said this thought, and the rabbis adopted his opinion. He was still a student. He wasn't yet a rabbi, and they put it in the Mishnah, but they didn't want to say Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said it. They just said Ben Zakkai said it. So it seems like the Gemara says that when you take off the title, there's a reason. Yeah, there's a reason why they removed the title. The Rambam is saying the general rule is that sometimes Rebbe removed the title, and it didn't bother him to sometimes call the rabbi without the title rabbi. And the people who were called by name out of honor, and they weren't given titles, not because Rebbe sometimes left the title out, but because they were on that level, that they were known by their own name, just like the prophet was known by that name. The people who were on that highest level, Eluhem, these are those rabbis. Shimon HaTzadik, he was called Gadol after Ezra, he was the last remnant of the Anshei Knesset Agdola. Antigonos Ish Socho, Antigone, the important man of the city Socho. Yosef ben Yoezo, Yosef ben Yochanan, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Yoshua ben Prachia, Nitai HaArbeli, Choni HaMeagel, Elihoinai ben Akof, Hanamel HaMitzri, Yehuda ben Tabai, Shimon ben Shatach, Akavya ben Malalel, Shmaya ve'Avtalion, Hanan, Admon, Hillel ve'Shamai, Nachum HaLavlar, Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon, Baba ben Buta. That's the enumeration. These are the rabbis who were on that highest level that they were known by name. V'chol mi sheniskal b'shmo milevad eile, and whenever you encounter a different Tana, a different rabbi in the Mishnah who is mentioned without a title, he'avir kinuyo mishmo v'lo kpid aleihem. That's because Rebbe sometimes just mentioned them by name without mentioning their title, but it's not because they were on the highest level.